We are live. I think we're live. Yeah, we're live, bud. Is he bum? Alright, I'll see you in a bit, love. Bye. I love you.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you. Alright, everybody. Dada. No, it's okay. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. We make sure this is going properly. We have a good show today for you. I got to... Water, you got some water, right, buddy? They're going out to shop around. Oh. So, I did two shows last night, and I got to cut up the first show. And I want to show you guys, like, the improvement of jokes. And, like, why I do Why Didn't They Laugh, and why I ask you guys your feedback, and how important your feedback is to me. Because, It's just everything. Like, I'll give you some examples. Okay, so yesterday, we went over this joke. It was the Moore joke. I know the audio's bad, and that's why I'm not going to put these clips up as stand-up clips, but we just have to deal with it. The club has my audio that went through the microphone, and I just wanted to be able to do this today, or else I never will. That's the thing about me. If I don't do this today, it's never going to be done. So I might as well now. And I've had such a good time meeting you guys. Like last night, tons of bears came out. This one dude made me this out of glass. He blew this glass himself. He like makes glass. He made Amy some earrings. And then Bayonet Bob was out. It's so funny. It's almost like Fight Club now. It's like bear, like people be like, yo, I'm a bear. I'm like, dude, there's Bayonet Bob right there. Bayonet Bob Bear. And they're like, Bayonet Bob Bear. It's so funny. All right, anyway, so this is Thursday night.
That's cool about my kid, man. My kid motivates me because he only knew one word for a while and it's more. He'd be like, more. And I'd be like, what do you want me to do? He's like, more. So I just start building shit, painting shit, more. And just keep going. And then he learned bubbles. Then I became a fat ass again. He's like, bubbles. I'm like, I wrote that joke today. What did you guys do today?
All right, so that's what's known in the biz as bombing a joke. But I knew the premise was there. And let me check in the chat, make sure you guys can hear this audio. I know it's bad. I know the audio isn't great. Do you guys can hear the audio? Talk to me. His name was Bear Pert Paulson. That's hysterical. Morning Bears. Sounds fine. I can hear it. Okay, cool. So for those of you that were with us yesterday... And the numbers aren't going to be high on the weekend in the morning. So right now there's like 150 people, but it's like, it's the Big Bear Brigade. It's the legends. So that's why today can be very constructive. I can actually read the normal chat and we can just talk. All right. So that one yesterday didn't do very well because it didn't have an ending and it didn't have a story. So someone suggested that I do... The real thing, which was I was skiing with Walter when he kept saying more. And then someone else was, a few other people were talking about just various chores. Like I was shoveling the driveway, I started shoveling the grass. Someone said something about Walter's next baby brother. So I thought about getting Amy pregnant. And then some genius came up with no when he learned the word no. So watch how much has changed in one day. And this is what makes me so excited about comedy, and this is why I wake up in the morning after a long night to do this. Watch this.
I thought you started to talk now, which is cool. You only knew a couple words, and one of the words was more. And it was very motivating. Like, I sometimes take a cross-country skiing a lot, and this little thing, he's got like little skis, and we have this like bar, these two bars, and I do that, and I ski, and he's just behind me, and he just keeps going, more. And I'm like 5 miles in, you know, I got some water, I got a camel pack, you know, I'm rocking, but I'm like, alright, you want some more? I'm like, I said more. And then like, I'm not joking, 10 miles, he's like, more, because you don't realize that that's like one of the only words he knows, but in my mind, I'm like, yeah, alright, man, you want to see some real fucking picture of that shit? Shit, since.
right, so check this out. So you see how that works. I mean, look at that. It's a thing of beauty now. It's the birth of a joke. And I gave you guys credit. Watch this. Hang on, watch this. I give credit where credit's due. I shout out the Unbearables right here. So I gave you guys credit. But I gotta stop saying I'm like. I know it's annoying. It's really bad. Like if I say like or I don't know. But yeah, the whole thing was more, and I'm like I didn't finish all the thoughts. I can still see improvement for that joke, obviously. Do you ever implement your comedic stand-up bits into life? It's the other way around. It's life into stand-up. Oh, and by the way, did you guys see that Eric Weinstein tweeted out that one picture I have of all the late night comedians? And I said, you know, they all endorse the same candidate. They all have the same views on everything, ladies and gentlemen, comedy. You know how I've gotten all that shit from like Christopher Titus and people like that. Eric Weinstein, who's debatably the smartest person in the world, just tweeted that out that I might have cracked the code on that. And I just find that very validating, that it's like all these Hollywood leftists with their little leftist bullshit. And it's like, yeah, like the guy, like the Harvard mathematician, living legend, says that this is like a profound code crack. But yet Christopher Titus has an issue with what I said. It's hysterical. Anyway. How'd you do last night, Big Bear? Oh, great. Last night was incredible. And Amy was like, yeah, I've seen you so much, but it's a different level you've reached. And she was like, you and the Bears, man. And she was like laughing, but she's like, you're just purely yourself now on stage. And she's seen me do stand-up for years now, years and years and years. Titus is an ass-sucking fuckboy. Yeah, he's really, it's not even really worth... Oh, I'll give shout-out to... Jeff Dye, he did something that it's all I ask for, guys. All right, so apparently Jeff Dye was on some podcast and some of these leftist fuckers were making fun of the Big Bear, which they do, which is fine. And Jeff Dye, who I consider a friend, like was like, yeah, you know, sometimes on Twitter Owen tweets too much about politics. I'm really worried about him, and so he reached out to me. And said, if you hear this, man, I sorry, we're doing a yes and game. And I'm like, dude, I don't care. If I think someone's my friend, you can mock me all the time. It's like, you're worried about me? Yeah, you should be. Like, I'm crazy. Like, that's hilarious. If someone is, if you consider someone a friend, or if at least you know someone respects you or likes you, they can, that's just fun mockery. I don't consider that an attack. If someone isn't your friend and someone like, someone could literally make fun of my shirt. And if they're not my friend, I'll fucking kill them. Because I'm like, no, that's an attack. If you're not in, like, if you haven't become part of my circle, and the circle can be pretty big, but you can't say any of this stuff at all. And so I just wanted to shout out Jeff Dye, which is interesting because I'm shouting him out even though he made fun of me on a podcast. There's such a difference between like what Jake Weissman did. What, you know, when you see me torch people on Twitter, that isn't because someone mocked me. It's because someone attacked me. It's something that I think isn't being taught in schools, and you know, families, I guess, are really degenerating, so no one really learns it from their parents. But the difference in intent between someone wanting to hurt you and someone just mocking you. And I think mockery is very important. And when people are like, yeah, Big Bear's Twitter is psychotic sometimes. I'm worried about them. And if I think they're my friend, I laugh. I'm like, yeah, I'm crazy. I get it. It's funny. But if someone isn't, I'm like, bitch, say that to my face. And then I tell one of my Marine buddies, I'm like, send it. Oh, you guys are talking about my scar? Yeah, that was just lumbering around in the woods with cutting down trees is not the easiest thing in the world sometimes. All right, what's up next? Okay, so Bernie Sanders got cracked. So did consent. Man, we did some real work. We did some real work. Okay, so Bernie Sanders started with, this was Thursday night. I'll give you three Bernies. It was a real fun code crack. Okay, so this is the first night when I don't really even realize, I forget I'm in Burlington, and this is Bernie Sanders country, so.
Okay, that sounds about right, but man, I'm sure that you've met here at Burlington, Vermont.
Bernie!
Huh?
Bernie!
Bernie? No, fuck Bernie. The 1%, you are the 1%, the 1%! Rusty old Kenny.
So you see, if you were with us yesterday, you remember what I was doing there, and that's funny. That's like funny crowd work, but that isn't the bit. This is the bit. So I had to figure out what makes Bernie funny, and this is why I dive into this shit. And I can be so intense on Twitter and stuff and in life, because unless you fully get into it, it's like you can't. Comprehend the joke. I know what I'm saying doesn't sound like it makes sense, but it does. Okay, so this is the Bernie joke. It's only 30 seconds long.
It's like Bernie Sanders. If you just read his speeches, it sounds like Bane.
Yeah, that's the joke. All right, so you see how you got to make the joke. It's not just like ranting, because ranting has its place. You know, sometimes when we're doing YouTube streams or podcasts, and I'll just be like ranting, it has its place, and it's a way you work through thoughts. It's a way that other people can feel the emotions that they feel, and they understand that they aren't alone. But comedy is like when you make it into stand-up, you have to condense it and make it fun. There has to be fun to it, or else you're just ranting. And the Bane thing is what makes it funny. Because it's true. Like, it's that promise of bullshit. You know, I will give you people free health care. The rich of Gotham is not... You know, oh, we got a bunch of super chats. Let me just read these real quick, and I'll stay focused. Hey, man, loving the streams. Is Irish Bear taken? No, welcome, Irish Bear. Deanne, leftists are just lazy. They can't be asked to figure issues out. They're just like, fuck it. Just ban free speech or fuck white people. It's even worse than that, though. They're promoting mediocrity because, we'll get to that. I completely agree, though. They're insane. Duck Dick Dave. Hey, Big Bear. Seen all your live streams and posts. Finally got to be here for one live so I can super chat. Can I be Duck Dick Dave? Yeah, that means you got a hammer on you, but it's a little curly. What do we got here? Joke premise. Kick SoCal out of the union. I'm down. They have this massive economy and they're always in debt. Patrick, LOL. Hey, just want to thank you for giving the idea to ask your opponent to argue your point. If they can't, it's obvious they don't want an actual debate. Love your post. Keep doing you. Thank you. Yeah, Brett Weinstein gave me the title that show should be called Steel Man, where you steel man your opponent. And that's why the Weinstein brothers I've gotten close with and I really respect, because they still, in a way, believe they're progressives. And I think that no one is a progressive anymore that's sane. And I think they're like realizing that, because like Brett was like, oh, that's perfect. I love that idea. And as a lefty myself, I'd love to spar with you. And I'm like, buddy, you're not a lefty. Like, they don't spar. What happened, the postmodern takeover of any sense of liberalism or anything, they believe in power acquisition. They don't believe in logic, reason, or debate. Like, if you beat them in a debate, it's because you're white or male or right-handed, or it's all complete horseshit. And it's interesting to see some people not realize that, you know, like Eric Weinstein was talking about, you know, when he retweeted my picture with the things, he was like, yeah, you never see these guys like an hour with just their opponent. Because I think what happened is the Jordan Peterson interview with that moron woman. So you're saying I'm a lobster? I think that really, really revealed a lot in our culture. That if you just go fairly unedited with a leftist, they look absolutely insane. and they make no points. So if you took Jimmy Kimmel and you took away his audience and his crying and the sounds of like, and the lights and the cameras and all the stuff that makes him look important, it would be a bloodbath. And I don't think Eric understands that these people will never do that. They're the Wizard of Oz. Like, they have no ability of making any arguments. You think that if me and Sarah Silverman had a debate, that would be at all interesting? Sarah Silverman's so arrogant once on, just narcissistic and arrogant, that one time on Norm MacDonald's podcast, Norm was talking about basketball, and Sarah was like, yeah, you know, I started playing basketball, and women are, like, just as good as men. She didn't say that, but almost. She was like, I would just play with the boys, and I was really good at basketball. And Norm was like, yeah, so you get a lot of field goals. You shoot a lot of field goals. And Sarah's like, Norm, that's football. And he's like, now there's field goals, field goal percentage in basketball. It's a term. And she was like trying to make Norm look stupid. She was like, Norm. Oh, silly Norm. And then everyone else is like, no, like, it's called a field goal in basketball, field goal percentage. Like, she didn't even know that. And she claimed she was good at basketball. And Norm's like, nah, I'm really certain that it's called a field goal. And you just watch that, and there's no apology. She's never just like, oh, sorry, Norm. Man, I'm an idiot. She's just like, oh, well, it shouldn't be called that. Just the arrogance. All right, I'm going to answer this super chat, and I'll get back into this. Jengis Bear sent you a potential consent joke premise at your Bearjamin Twitter. Keep on keeping on. Thank you, my brother. Shorsh. Hey, Owen, a bear got cheated on by his girlfriend. Let a dude who already banged her in the past grope her. It's not the first time something like this has happened. Does Papa Bear have any advice for him? Yes. Bail. Like, bail. She sounds like that shouldn't be anything on your radar. If somebody groped my wife, they're dead, because it's not on her. She's not going to allow that. You know, so if it did happen, the guy was a predator. Like, what happened, like, what it seems what happens with your girlfriend here is she had sex with a man and then he grabbed her again. And if it's not the first time something like this has happened, just absolutely bail. I mean, that isn't even, listen, women are crazy. You'll fight with women. You'll have horrific times with women. You'll, like, think you hate each other. You know, you'll fucking rip up a love letter or something. Like, literally, you will face absolute disasters in your relationship. If any of them involve other people, you really got to bail. It's just not. You can get past things if you really, really work on them. But a girl hanging out with a guy she's already banged, and then he, like, gropes her. And it's like, it sounds like she didn't, like, call the cops or anything. Fucking send it. That's not okay. And it's way worse for women. And as much as that sounds not PC these days, but women cheating is a really, really bad thing. That means that they are sniffing out other mates. Men cheating isn't as profound because men can have sex without any emotional attachment. They just can. We just have jizz. We just spray jizz. We're fucking animals. It's very hurtful for men to do that, and it actually ends up hurting male psyche long term. You get so much more power in your life and so much more autonomy if you're monogamous and you commit and you make that commitment to her and you don't break that. But when a girl does it, it's way worse. It means she's sniffing out other mates, because women don't have the same drive to be with a lot of people as men. And that male drive of being with a lot of people, you can condense and focus, and that drive will just become work or passion or getting in shape or learning a language. That's my joke about monogamy, where it's like, look at this. I did 2 shows last night with my wife. It's the best having her on the road. I get so depressed without my family, you know? And then this morning, we wake up at 6:30. I just start cutting comedy, writing comedy, you know, tweeting jokes, talking to you guys. We're doing a live stream. This all is just energy that would be wasted on random women. And once you, like, focus your energy on your work and your life, you become truly powerful. And truly, like, it's like you feel in control of your own life for the first time ever. And Women don't have the same shit. They don't have... I do the bit about it, but we have 100 million sperm pressed against our balls all the time. Just get us out of here, you know, and they're dying. It's like the ball of cost. And women have one egg a month. One. It's a big house in the country with no neighbors. Ew. I'm just going to sit here for a few days. Ew. Men have the project. Ah, get us out of here, you know? And that's a big difference. And so when women sleep with a lot of guys, it's way more of a red flag. But when men make it habitual, or they like after a certain age, it becomes a huge red flag as well, because it means that I said this in the Jordan Peterson interview, and one of the Bears last night, actually, we were talking about it. It's like the first act of a bunch of movies. That's how I felt in my life, where it'd be like, yeah, you watch the first act of like Star Wars. You watch the first act of, you know, Shawshank Redemption. You don't get to see him break out of prison. It's all first act. You get all the glitz and the colors and the soundtrack, but you don't get to see shit. You know, like you don't know a woman until you commit to one. Like all the women are in one woman if you love her a lot and you focus on her. That's how you don't need, like, being with a lot of women doesn't teach you anything more about women. It teaches you only about one level of women. If you really love one woman, you learn about all of it. And that's one reason why I'm really good at doing jokes about men and women. And that's why women are like, you know me as well as I even know myself. Because I love a woman. And once you really commit to one, you know them all. And the same with women and men. That's why happily married women, or women that love their dad or their husband or their son, they don't hate men. They don't wear the pussy hats and you know, do all that shit, because they know that men are good. Like men, like not necessarily good, but just like they understand our actions, that we're motivated by completing tasks. We're just task-oriented animals, and they love that about us. Like if a woman loves a man, that's why so many married women with children vote Republican, because they aren't as trapped by this feminist bullshit of like, men are responsible for everything. Now let's raise our taxes. Oh yeah, I got to show you more, Bernie. All right, I hope that helped. But you're probably in pain. I've been there before. It sucks. Just bail on her. Because it's not even that she's a bad person necessarily. It's that it's not the right time in her life. If there's groping happening, just... Because trust is everything. It's everything. So just like society, just like everything. That's why it's called a bank and trust. You have to trust that money has a value. Sweet. Oh, we got some real bears here. Man, how great is this? So fucking thankful. Nope, she's a bad person. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think so. I think that she's, right now, she's a bad person. I just have a hard time saying someone is a bad person permanently for doing bad things at a time in their life. I've done bad things. And I consider myself a good person at this point. You know, it's like, you know, the line between good and evil runs down the middle of a man's heart. Solzhenitsyn, Peterson talks about it all the time. And you can tip towards bad or tip towards good. And right now she's tipping towards bad. And so you want to bail on that. And maybe in 5 years you meet up for coffee and she's right on. She's right on board and really worked it out. But right now you just get the fuck away from her, man. Yeah, she's trying to trade up. Someone just said she's trying to trade out while using him. She doesn't want to be alone, so she's trying to figure out. She's smelling out other partners. It's bad shit, man. All right, Redicus. If everything is relative, then nothing is true. Reason. No progressive can debate. Also, with critical theory, it makes all assertions true. Exactly. If everything is relative, debate is pointless to these people. Debate is meaningless because you can be like, well, who are you to say what an apple is? And then it's all over. And that's why that's why I always say the left and not liberals, except when I'm in like Burlington, because liberals are so fucking annoying here. But I still think some liberals don't realize what they've signed up for. But that my patience for that is becoming very, very short. At this point, when you see CNN reporting that like married people should cuck and watch each other fuck each other, it's not cool, guys. It's like you gotta bail on that whole team. Just out. It's not the party of Thomas Jefferson anymore, guys. All right, Thrifty. You should make a shirt. DACA does not MAGA. MAGA. I'd buy one. DACA does not MAGA. Yeah, it doesn't. But that this is going to be a short-lived thing. These people are going to be in limbo for a while. And I know a lot of people are bummed about what Trump said. He's posturing. He's doing that. What Trump did was actually brilliant. When he said that he would allow DACA citizenship and chain migration and all that shit if they just funded the wall, it was brilliant because they still called him racist. Ben Shapiro, his take on it was exactly right, and it was my exact take, is when you do that and you show that they will never be satisfied, because you're trying to go for moderates, right? So when Trump does that and the left still says that's a white supremacist dream, and normal moderates are like, wait a minute, he just said okay to DACA and chain migration and he just wants wall funding and you called him a white supremacist? Now he can back off that proposal and do what he actually wants. I that's what I predict. My prediction is that it won't be resolved. DACA, the Dreamers, will just continue to be in limbo. They're not going to be sent back, but they're not going to be given citizenship. And what he did was basically reveal his enemy's weakness, which is they cannot stop calling everyone racist. And it's fucking annoying. All right. Redicus, women's cheating is emotional. Men's cheating is simply shallow. Women actually cheat more than men physically. And that's true because women typically will cheat towards the end of a relationship to smell out a new guy. And that's just a fact. So women cheating emotionally, I don't even know. I mean, I'm pretty out of this game at this point. Yeah, I used to do a joke about how when women cheat, it's so much more devastating. You know, I'm like, just watch what women, like, watch female porn, which is like, you know, soap operas and 50 Shades and all that, and then male porn. I'm like, you can see what the cheating is. It's like when a man cheats, he cheats with the lady that he delivers the pizza to. When women cheats, it's with your best friend. You know, it's just a lot harder of a dig. Patrick, hey, Owen, do you ever get annoyed with how it's offensive to make jokes anymore? Oh, but bro, I got clips I'm about to show you that are going to blow your mind. Every time I joke on Friends, people get offended and I try to stop it. Bro, I'm doing that Bernie Sanders joke that you just saw kill. I did it in Burlington, Vermont. People love the truth. At first, they'll go, oh my God. I had some people walk out yesterday, but you set them free. And do not ever let people say, what does offended mean? I'm offended? No, that doesn't mean a thing. That's a pointless thing. And just like my joke about the word retarded, and there's no logical backing to what they're saying. That's why yesterday I just quickly said, you know, I get offended by the word midget. I'm like, they don't like to be called midget. They prefer to be called people McNuggets. You know, I just mock them. Fuck them. Have some balls. You know, and Josh Wolf was texting me yesterday. He's like, the Bears have been really nice to me, man. I really appreciate that. I thought I was going to get destroyed because he, you know, to us, he would be seen as left, center left. In L.A., he's not, obviously. You know, and me and him were going back and forth and having a debate on a live stream. And because the left would hammer anybody on the right on a show, but you guys were really respectful to him. And I told him, I go, it's not even about politics with us. It's about testosterone level. It's about weak men. Like, if you're just a weak man and you're just like, you could be on the right or the left. It's just, they're so fucking annoying. All right, Ziggy Bear. And Josh is a man. He's a male. He has a testosterone level. He's a father. He's a grandfather. Dude's pretty chiseled. He's got a beautiful wife, works hard. He respects his family. You know, his son's still in the army. It's like, he's not a normal Hollywood left. I really think it's about gender roles. I think, like, it doesn't really matter who, like, what political person you support. It's about, are you male or are you a blob? And the left seems to be attracting and creating blobs at this point. So that's one reason why it's so easy to be like, oh, the left is full of fucking soy boys. But, like, Josh is on the left and you guys loved him. You know, you guys would call him soy boy and shit. But, like, he gets that. He has brothers. He's from Kansas. You know, and I think that was really cool for him to see that it's like, we aren't this political group that just hates everybody that disagrees with us at all. We just like actual men and actual women that don't pretend to be something they're not. All right, here we go. So consent. I finally cracked the consent code. So here is, I don't have the full crack on tape, but I'll show you what I did. So this was the first night.
How about me?
No. This is not the first night. Give me one second because I'm wearing my stupid orange shirt on the first night. There it is. Okay, so this joke bombs, obviously. Watch.
Being married is awesome. You know, now it's like everything is always waiting for Mr. Panda in their own hands. No, just fuck it. Get him a diamond, make some promises, and just fucking fuck him as much as you want. You guys are pretty grumpy, just very polite.
Okay, so that... So that joke didn't work. I said the crowd was polite, but it when they started laughing because I swore. So it, swearing can sometimes get a laugh if you haven't sworn in a while. But the my issue I had was I couldn't figure out how to end it. Where it's like when you have a wife, how you get consent. So here is my next stab at it. It's the third time that I got it.
You know, these things have gotten very weird to people. Like, their whole, like, consent, like, what is consent? You know, it's like, now apparently you have to verbally consent to everything when you're first with somebody. And it's like, I'm about to kiss you, is that okay? Yes, that is okay. I'm about to put my own hand on my own pants, is that okay? Yes, I feel comfortable with that. That sounds like a nightmare, guys. That sounds like an autistic fantasy where you just... That makes an algorithm? No, get married. Get a ring, promise your girl, a wife and happiness, and then... What do consent's like being married? The kids asleep. We can fuck for 20 minutes.
All right, so that does a little better, but it's not quite there yet. I don't have the third show on tape, but the way I got the big pop laugh... was I make it my wife saying it. So the way I got it is the consent. So the example is the kid's asleep, we have 20 minutes to fuck, right? So the way to do it is make the woman do it. It's all about the woman. So it's like the third show I got a big laugh because I'm like, consent. Now I know when my wife wants to have sex. She's like, Walter's finally asleep. Get your cock hard. And that's it. That's the joke and it crushes. All right, why is everyone talking about MGTOW? It's irrelevant. I know, I have no idea. I think that shit is so gay. It's literally just the gayest thing ever. It's like, MGTOW, men's rights. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. You know that we've been through plagues? We've gotten through a plague. We've gotten through World War. 60 million of the strongest men in all of Europe died in a 25-year span. But you fucking people can't stop being like, you know, I got really holes in my divorce. It's like, shut the fuck up, you fucking pussy. You know, MGTOW, I was hurt once. No way, Brian, so was I. Dude, you know what men have been through? My grandfather's a lead miner. He pulled lead out of the earth that was made into bullets. Ziggy, thank you, Big Barrel. We'll get out. Yeah, get out. Don't look back. Literally, just trust me on this. People tell you this shit and you don't believe it, but... All right, Patrick, let them defend themselves. I don't know what that means, buddy, but thanks for the super chat. Duck Dick Dave. Hitler's Table Talk. Book written by Aid. He ate meat. Oh, no way. I want to read Hitler's Table Talk. I hear it's actually good. Nice. Bear Potatoes. Can you give a shout out to Nick's wife, Elizabeth? She just got out of surgery. She's a future bear. Yeah, baby. Love it. Hey, Elizabeth, I'm glad you're good. You're a future bear, baby. Let's check out some more stand-up comedy. Okay, so... You want to see a fence? Watch this shit. So Viking Jew finally worked. Oh, thank you whoever said to do rap versus country. I forgot about this bit. And this is why I love when you guys tweet me what you find funny that I do, because I forget. Here's rap versus country. And this shit is a gold mine.
I just think that a lot of this shit is so angry and like, what they're saying, the older I get, the more I'm like, what? It's like, I killed a man, stole his gold, now I have his gold in the club. And you're like, Jesus, that's a lot of felonies. And then you listen to like country music, and it's like, I got a farm and I got my family, that's enough for me. You know, and that's like, nothing is enough for me. I will kill you and take everything you've ever gotten on your own. It's like, I got.
Yeah, so there you go. That's like one of my favorite bits, and it would have been lost forever if someone didn't remind me about that. Where it literally is like hip hop's morality is so bad. It's like, yeah, I do what it takes to get that gold. I blah blah blah. You know, I sell the crack. And then you listen to country, and it's like, I work hard with my dad in the field, and that's enough for me. And it's like, nothing's enough for me. Nothing in the club. Rub a dub dub. I grow potatoes. I will fuck your potato. That bit is gold. It's a gold mine. He gets to go outside because all the parents are like, get inside, Timmy. There's autism in the grass. So this guy gets offended by me saying autism. And we had like a moment. I don't know if you guys can understand this because... All right, so check out this moment, man. And because this is exactly why I'm so passionate about free speech. And this guy ended up leaving. And there was more to it. I just couldn't find the rest. I was doing this at like 6 in the morning, so if it's not all here. But this is just called free speech. So you guys probably couldn't understand that noise, but it's like, so this woman is telling me that it sucks driving in Vermont, you know, and I'm just working off that joke. But in the back, I hear a guy say something about autism. So I want to hear what he has to say because that sounds pretty intense. So I'm like, what are you saying? And then this is when this little adventure happens.
Is that fine? It's not funny to you. It's fine. I'm not mocking people with autism. Thank God. Appreciate that. Autism jokes aren't funny. I mean, you may have an autistic sign and feel like I'm attacking you. Is that what it is?
I'm attacking me.
I'm not attacking an autistic kid. He's fucking playing with his parents in the corner. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I do not mock, I feel I'm better than. You understand?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's all right. This isn't for you, then. What you're doing is a little bit narcissistic. That's fine.
Okay, so here's the thing. I was about to just start unleashing, and then I remembered the Jordan Peterson conversation where it's about kindness, where it's about it, just because you can doesn't mean you should. So all my instincts are about to just unleash on this guy, but I want to just try and make my point calmly. All right.
Said that getting immune shots for smallpox gives you autism. That is even more crazy than the grass. What I did is called hyperbole. It's where you make an exaggeration to show a truth. You go too far to pull back. That's what free speech is for.
Absolutely.
So then I go into just a normal joke, and then at the end, as when they get up very aggressively to leave to kind of show that they're not having it, you know. And so I kind of just go on a little bit of a, I take a little left turn. I just kind of explain why these things are so important to me.
Knitting with my mom.
being weird. You know, I saw this one Onion article that said, Ritalin cures the next Picasso.
So that's where I'm coming from. And, you know, what I just said, vaccines are not safe. What I just said, vaccines, they may not be safe. I don't know. It sounds just as crazy to me as there's autism in the grass. I'm not a vaccine expert, but I think that I was doing a hyperbole. And if you guys, I'm sure there's going to be people right now being like, oh, you don't understand vaccines. I don't. But I was making the point, like Ebola. I usually do the Ebola joke, but that's getting a little old because people forgot about Ebola, where it's like Anderson Cooper saying, no, I know the autism in the grass is funny. Like, I'm not ever pulling back on this. I'm just trying to explain to people, like, hang on, vaccines need to be 100% transparent. That's the issue. Yeah, that's always the issue with everything. It's when people aren't being honest with us, we assume the worst. You know, and they're not being, vaccines aren't being completely honest. And we have a reason to not trust, to just absolutely trust the government. You know, like the fluoride in the water is not, there's nothing good about it. And so none of us really know why it's there. And the government and a lot of society has broken our trust. So I understand that. Yeah, vaccines are fishy as fuck. Go ahead, trust Big Pharma. Buddy, are you listening to what I'm saying? Like, it's all good. But my point was, when you just scare the shit out of just normal moms about like where their kid will get autism, it's remarkably stupid to me. I think our food, that's one reason why I make fun of soy so much. I think that, you know, obesity, diabetes, dementia, all this stuff is coming from processed foods. No one wants to admit it. We just want to keep blaming shit that doesn't matter, but it's all good. All right, so I just want to show you that back and forth, because then I went on to talk about abortion at one point in the second show when my camera died, where I was like, I get why that dude did that, you know, because someone else did something like that to me in the second show. And I was like, you think you're defending someone that you don't fully understand. I'm like, you see that in abortion all the time. Like, you'll see like intense pro-choice people in their mind, they're defending a raped woman. And then the pro-life people in their mind, they're defending an unborn baby. And that's when emotions get out of control. And that's why I was like, are you defending someone right now and not being rational? All right, can you do... Oh, shout out to Nick's wife. All right, Nowhere Bear. Hey, Big Bear, is there a Nowhere Bear yet? Really enjoying your stuff. Care to try the intro to Death on Two Legs by Queen? Sounds hard to play. Yeah, right now I'm not... I don't have my piano, but I do appreciate the super chat. And yes, you can be Nowhere Bear. Welcome, Nowhere Bear. It is all good. All right, so check out another clip and then I will wrap it up. My Viking Jew bit is finally working. Oh, dude, you want to see me just rip on them for not letting me talk about race? Hang on, here we go.
My wife's half Mexican, by the way, you realize that, right? Look, yeah, her dad was one of the illegal types, so... I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, this isn't working. Fuck. We're having technical difficulties over here in the Bear Cave, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go, back in business. Yeah, back in business, baby. Feed that bear. Vaccine doesn't cause autism. I never got vaccines, but I'm still autistic as fuck. It's hilarious. That nigga stole my Wi-Fi. Yeah, I bought the best Wi-Fi, too. You look blurry, but stream is working. That's all I asked for, baby. That's all I asked for. Yeah, Bernie called in a hit on my Wi-Fi. He knows what I'm up to. I'm going to show you guys... I got to show you guys some of this race shit. I don't care if it keeps dying. And I also figured out a really funny thing from my veganism joke. Man, I love you guys. So many people don't understand me. Like, as much, like, me and my wife get along as well as a married couple can possibly get along, and I think I exhaust her sometimes. All right, so check this out. Yeah, man, I get really angry at rich white liberals that won't let me speak. I think that's one of the main things keeping me from being a full-blown racist, is most people I hate are white. Tina, all right, here's the Vikings U one. This one's funny. Because it wasn't working the first night. And the more I play videos, the more my stream gets messed up. So I'm just going to play you guys like one more clip and then we'll chat. But I like doing the racial shit. I like the bit about the wall would keep some of them in. All right, check this one out. What's this one called? This one, oh, sorry for being white. Ah, you guys will like this one.
That's where I'm at. I'm not gonna be like, sorry for being white. Because we, you know, we invented that shit you're using right now. I'm talking about cultural appropriation. What do black people want, that peanut butter? I'm gonna eat a sandwich. I love democracy, television, internet, car, airplane, train, engine. Table, glass, alcohol, everything. What did you guys get? Peanut butter? Keep it. I'll take the jelly sandwich. The Chinese have gunpowder. We would have gotten to it. Man, I don't mind these crowds. That reminds me how much I value my friends. You guys can't toy with this shit. My family's had an interesting background. I'm on 25% Ashkenazi Jew and 75% Scandinavian. Jew, but like small, not a Jew, but like, so I have an opportunity to know how to get sent to the seat of power, you know, I'm smart. But then once I get to that table, I just want to hit everyone with a fucking stone and I take all the gold.
Yeah, so that's working out. It's because people don't really know how to handle that when you just throw in a little word where I'm like, I'm a quarter Jew, so I know how to acquire power. You know, I'm smart. I'm sneaky. But then once I get to the seat of power, I just want to hit everyone with a rock and take all their gold. That's when my Viking kicks in. Autism is a social contract. It's called Agenda 21. Oh, you guys are like next level shit. Hit them with a stone. Pillage their fucking offices. Joe Stevenson. What's a Viking weapon? They're cocks. Probably a big sword. I don't know. They'd have, like, clubs, probably a battle axe. Oh, and Bernie found the whitest state to fight minority oppression. That's hilarious. I did another Bernie thing that I think Field of Bears will appreciate because it's way more on the nose as far as the Bernie shit goes. I do him as Bane again, but I say Field of Bears' actual line that he reminds us every day. All right, so there's Bernie 1, Bernie Sanders. There's one more Bernie. Where the hell is it? Bernie, where are you, sneaky, sneaky old, crusty old commie? All right, here we go.
A dangerous man. Every time he opens his mouth, he sounds like Bane from Batman. Thank you.
All you people can have all the bread you can imagine. You people, you deserve everything. So, and I cracked the code with the Fallon bit. The best Fallon is, he's a cop. Jimmy Fallon is a cop. It's hysterical. Because he's the least assertive man in the world. And so now I do, Jimmy Fallon pulls over a guy in a car and he's like, hey, how are you? I pulled you over. Oh, you're holding a gun. No way. You're going to shoot me with a gun? Oh, that's cool. You can do whatever you want with me. I'm Jimmy Fallon. Hey, Justin Timberlake's here to sing a song and dance. Oh, you're gonna smoke some crack and shoot me again. And then in the car, it's like, I will take your life, Jimmy. Oh, no way. It's Bernie Sanders. That's awesome. You're doing 200 miles. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, give me some lines. I'll do it. Yeah, it's awesome. You're doing 200 miles an hour. That's wow. It's incredible. What kind of car is that? Such a good car. You were friends with Jimmy Fallon, weren't you? Yeah, I used to tour with him. I mean, can you really be friends with Jimmy Fallon? I mean, he's just a weasel. I mean, he's all right. He's not a bad guy. He's just like, hey, you're holding a gun. Like, what are you going to do with the gun? I'm a cop. I should probably stop you, but like, I'm having so much fun. It's so good to be here. Tribe Called Quest is here. The Roots. Nicolas Cage. Can I see your license? I mean, if you want to show me your license. If not, that's fine. Whatever you want. I'm Jimmy Fallon. Fallon is a polite, insecure robot. Hey, you got a chick tied up in the back. That's awesome. What kind of knots do you use? They're so tight. I always thought Fallon seemed like a big kid. Fallon. Yeah, he's a cool dude. I like Fallon in a way. He's just, it's sad because he's a talented man. He is. He's very talented. When the real entertainment leftist cuck machine turned on all the microchips, it was really sad to see just Jimmy be like, hey, I'm here to apologize for being nice to Donald Trump. My bad. You're like, dude, Jesus Christ, Jimmy. Stop drinking soy. You're just pounding soy. Oh, and I did. Oh, man. I got to cut the video, but I don't have it up. I did the Trudeau thing with how he likes to get banged by Barack Obama without a condom, and it crushed. I made it work somehow. You're right. Should I wear a bomb? If so, I can really blow up, right? It's awesome. I really like that moment with Fallon and Trump. Yeah, well, like that's Fallon's job. In a country that democratically elected a guy, that means that enough people like that guy where it doesn't mean you're normalizing Hitler, you fucking leftist psychopaths. Late night soy microchips. Our president is a true bear. Canada's PM is a true doe. Ah, I like that. Nice, Nick. Nick Rodriguez coming in hot. I like the moment with Fallon and Owen at the improv. Yeah, we had a lot of great moments. We used to do songs together all the time. Dude, he used to be a rebellious guy. I mean, back when I knew him, he had just gotten The Late Show. Jimmy used to, like, drink a lot, and he, like, fired his agent, and he was kind of rebellious, man. Like, I used to really respect him as far as comedy, because comedians have to be rebellious. They have to go into Burlington, look at them in the eye, and say, Bernie Sanders is Bane. Like, you have to have balls. Just like Amy Schumer used to be kind of cool. Yeah, totally. Exactly. Dude, Jimmy Kimmel used to be cool. Dude, they all have changed so much. That's why when it's so easy to prove their hypocrisy because you just show clips from any more than 3 years ago, and it's just, it's a different human being. You know, you'll see Jimmy Kimmel, like, making chicks jump up and down to see their tits bounce. Jimmy Kimmel married his employee. You know, he, like, his wife and mother of his children, he was her boss. Isn't that a Me Too, no more moment? like, isn't that a hashtag Me Too, pound Me Too? Pound Me Too, baby, pound Me Too. All right, we got a couple more super chats. Hi, amazing show last night, 9:30, killed it. Speaking truth to Burlington, thanks for the pick. Let me know if you remember the Shostakovich song. Oh yeah, that's right. Dude, you were great, man. I love that you like Shostakovich. Let me see. I gotta make sure I get all these. I work early, so it's hard to catch the stream live, but I finally made it. I've been watching since the first stream through Bear's Responsibility Taken. Now, welcome, Bear's Responsibility. Guys, we're really making something amazing here. I don't know if you guys realize how many bears they are and how awesome they are. Like, it's like every bear you meet is like, carpenter, I can build anything right now. And then another bear is like, well, I'm a federal agent. It's just like a dream team. Field of Bears, Viking Jews are my tribe because they remember that socialism always ends in starvation and genocide. Field of Bears, did you see that I said that word for word on stage? I'm a forklift driver. Yeah, dude, tons of bears are truckers. We have a lot of trucker bears. I'm a federal agent. I don't want to hear that. No, but he was a really cool bear. He's a great guy. Sawmill worker. Awesome. It's just like dudes doing really sweet shit and really cool chicks. It's fucking awesome. You know, like this dude could make glass stuff. All right, anyway. Terra Bear says, have you finished JBP's book? You seem calmer. Glad you like the drawing, by the way. Oh, I love the drawing, buddy. That was hilarious. Yeah. No, I didn't finish his book, but I know all of his book because I'm obsessed with him. I seem calmer because I'm on the road with my wife and kid. Because the road can be incredibly... Do you see me, like, catch myself almost lie? Like, I'm in this zone where I truly don't let myself lie. Because I think it fucks with my brain. Like, I almost just said, yeah, I finished this book, and I didn't. So I was like, yeah, no, I didn't. Like, I honestly didn't. I'm calmer because I'm not alone on the road. And I'm doing comedy, which I love, and I also am with my family. So it's like the best of both worlds. All right. Scott W., I've been bartending for 15 years. Can I claim to Bartender Bear? Welcome, Bartender Bear. I love it because bears need food. Bears need booze. You got to feed that bear, honey. I keep thinking about a skit for yourself and Crowder. You can provide a piano background music of the Empire from Star Wars, and Crowder can be Bernie Sanders as Palatine Sanders. Maybe it works. That's hilarious. Yeah, no, I'm going to start writing a bunch for me and Crowder because I'm going to be with him in March. Shostakovich, I'll find it for you. And when I'm back at my piano, I'll play it. Someone just said, do bears like legal weed? A lot of bears have different opinions on everything. All bear, the one consistent of bears is we respect the reality of gender and just reality itself. And then from there, we have discussions and arguments, and it's a blast. Some don't like legalize. You know, there's a lot of super conservative bears. There's a lot of libertarian bears. All right, so the bears, we don't make any major political stances as a unit. That's not why we're here. That's what sunk the LGBT and all these fucking groups. Because, like, we're not organized to move agendas around. We come together as individuals and discuss things and have fun because the world is getting so fucking crazy that just being family-oriented, having pride in your town or, like, your country or God or anything is seen as so negative that the fact that we can have these things now is very relieving to everybody. And we don't believe in PC stuff, but there's going to be bears that want to legalize weed. There's going to be bears that don't. And fix your toaster. Anti-bear agenda Wi-Fi. I just got an ad. Wonderful. Bearbarian. In on God's joke. The agenda is the truth. Back. Sudden silence in my ear. All right, we're back in business. And then I'll land the plane here. And it'll be easier this time because I'm not playing any more videos. We're just gonna, Frank says, legalize it. Yeah, and then some are way against it. And that's the beauty of the bears, man, is you discuss it as adults. It's like me and Michael Malice debating. I'm not an anarchist. I can't imagine a world without a government. And we're really good friends. And he's an anarchist. Because we both know that we're telling the truth, at least what we think is the truth. And you can debate it. And that's the beauty of it. Because you don't want to be in a group where everyone agrees on everything. Because that's called the left. It's also called a cult. All right, let me read these super chats. All right. Fallon is a less assertive Pee Wee Herman. That's hilarious. Holy shit, JL Vaughn. That's one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time. Jimmy Fallon is a less assertive Pee Wee Herman. Holy fuck, that's funny. Oh, someone just said, I fucking love Michael Malice. Yeah, he's awesome. Government, but a very limited government. Yeah, that's how I picture it. I picture a government not involved in our social lives and doesn't regulate business. You know, that's why I guess I'm conservative. And people don't, that's why me and Michael Malice were debating about what conservative means. You know, conservatism gets hijacked from time to time where people want to legislate morality through the church. And I think that's a family issue and a personal issue. When I say conservatism, it's You know, Crowder explained it to me better than anybody, because I used to think conservatism was the inability of change, and it's not. It's committing to the vision of the founding fathers in the Constitution. I think that's a great move, because it doesn't say in there, you know, it empowers the individual, and that will allow, if you stick to that, it'll allow change. It'll allow, you know, to update your society. And I don't know. I think that that's a good move. I get libertarianism. There's a lot of issues I'm libertarian on. But it's all a dance, man. It's just all a fun dance to figure out what is right, you know? I just tweeted to Eric Weinstein about the concept of idea sonar. Where, especially on Twitter, that's one reason why I tweet a lot. Someone said libertarianism is a broad brush. That's very true. That's the party's problem. I know. Libertarianism has the same problem as anarchy. Bad leadership. When your whole group is based on individualism, you don't really get these big ego leaders, because that's the whole thing, is they don't want that. And so when you are founded on the principles of individual rights, you're not really going to get people trying to be leaders. Like, people sometimes will tell me to run for president. I'm like, why the fuck would I want that? Like, I like the Unbearables because it's a group of individuals and I don't feel like a leader. I mean, I'm leader-ish. You know, I think you guys can like I provide a good town square, but like, I am not in control of any of you. I don't even think I influence. I mean, I definitely have an influence, but it's like, I don't have any interest in being like, I am here to tell you people. Someone said no leadership equals conquered. Yeah, you need good leadership, but the leadership has to be organic. It can't be like force, like Hillary Clinton. You know, I think that was one of her biggest problems. Is she was like, you could see it in her eyes. She was ready to like force people to do her will. And that is terrifying to me. All right, let me read these super chats. Gringo for Silro. Thank you, buddy. Twinkle Fluffimo. Beers for the bear. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, and these super chats are very, very appreciated this weekend, because man, have I spent a lot of money this weekend. It's like, that's the one thing about being with your family, though. It's like, when I'm alone, I don't spend that much money. Because it's just like me, you know, I eat like twice a day, maybe have some drinks, you know, buy people drinks. I have to buy new memory cards and shit like that for my cameras that always have shit audio anyway. But, with my family, you know, you're always going out, you know, like I just got Walter like a floaty thing for the pool. And then you like, you know, you go clothes shopping, fucking, you got to do at least one restaurant. It's just, everything's like, families just cost money, but it's cool. All right. Beers for the bread. Yeah, and I didn't even sell anything this weekend. I brought shit. I brought those hats. But this is why I'm not good at business, guys. When I see bears, like when someone comes up to me after a show, which is happening now all the time, and I'm not used to it, like, they know me. You know, there's people that have been fans of my comedy that come out to shows, obviously. But now with the bears, they're like, hey, man, I'm one of the bears. I'm on the super chats every morning. I can't charge you for shit at that point. Like, if I'm like standing there and I've had a couple beers and I just crushed on stage. So I just gave all my shit away, you know, like all these hats and fucking coasters. I was going to sell them, but it's like, I'll sell them to people that just saw me for the first time or something. But like, if somebody is like a bear, why the fuck would I don't know. It's just tough for me to be like, yeah, give me a 20. If you buy them, like, you know, the mugs and all that shit, when I sell them online, because shipping is such a pain in the ass, like, people are paying. But, like, in person, man, when I see the light in the bear's eyes, just the excitement, I'm like, buddy, have a hat. You need a handler merch guy. I know. I have no handler. I think that might be one of my charms right now. Oh, and you're a bad Jew, and you just give your merch away. I'm a horrible Jew. Horrible. That's why I'm 75% the opposite of a Jew. It's like I'm enough Jew to understand the patterns that people are doing. But then I'm like, but that's fucking gay. All right. Here's another super chat. But thank you, Twinkle Fluff Emo. That was very generous. Gringo Fusilero. My first super chat, I forgot to put in a message. So it looks like you get more cash. I want to claim Gringo Bear. Welcome, Gringo Bear. Welcome to the Unbearables. Jason, have you listened to The Genius of Steve Hughes? No, I haven't. But I'll check it out. That sounds interesting. JL Vaughn, we aren't communists. We expect to pay for stuff. I know, but I'm also not a communist, so I know. Like, because that's the thing, though, is you guys are so fucking generous with me that, like, I just want to just give back. It's weird. I don't know. I can't explain it. All right, musical cynic. Just like me with musical performances, you seem at peace after feeding the artistic beast with the stage. That's a good point. Yeah, like after you're on stage for a while, business seems completely meaningless. Like when you're on stage and you're performing and you're being honest, you're doing comedy, you're breaking down barriers, you're playing classical music, and you see the eruption. I got two standing ovations yesterday. When you see that shit, the last thing you want to do is charge someone for something. It like doesn't even make sense at that point. And that's, you know, the next day I'm like, fuck, I probably should have charged for those hats. Yeah, it's like after sex. So it said poikiloidal bliss. It's exactly like that. It's like I do that bit about full bellies, empty balls, where, you know, right after an orgasm, a man is incapable of violence, you know, where you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm coming. And then someone could be like, dude, someone just stole your car. You're like, it's fine. We're brothers. That man clearly needed the car more than I did. And then over the course of 24 hours, the jizz rebuilds and it becomes another holocaust in there, just pressed against the walls, like, get me the fuck out of here. And then you're like, who the hell stole my car? Let's find that guy. Let's beat him with a bat. When you drain your jizz, you become peace. You become zen. You know, you become what God intended us to be. And then the jizz rebuilds and just starts screaming in our ears. Yeah, so that's why I think the Middle East is so jacked up. Because they're just drowning in their own jizz. All right, so what Musical Cynic said, mind if I join the Bear Brigade? Well, you can be an unbearable. We'll work on the Big Bear Brigade. It's kind of more of an inner circle situation, but we'll figure that out. If so, should I use Lobster Bear, Ludwig von Beethoven, or Divine Fear Boner Bear? Oh, those are all great. Okay, here's the thing. I think there's already Lobster Bear. Ludwig von Beethoven is hilarious, but it's long on Twitter. But that might be my favorite, but it's a long one. But it's kind of funny to be that long. Oh, hey, it's Ludwig von Beethoven. Now I like that one. Or Divine, the Fear Boner Bear is great too. You know, it's up to you. I'm leaning towards Ludwig von Beethoven. You're long on Twitter. Yeah, I know. Jerry Garcia claimed Jerry Bear a long time ago. Well, he's dead, so I haven't, again. Von Berenstein. That's a good one. Barry Manilow. That's a great one. Ludwig is fucking funny, says the real existentialist. Can I be Jordan Berendt? Yes. That's a great name, Patrick Bateman. My name is Patrick Bateman. I'm 26 years old. I live in the American Gardens building. I start my day with a vigorous exercise routine. I'm up to 1,000 crunches. I then shower. I did a sketch in college. It's called American Weirdo. It was like, my name is Owen Benjamin. I live in McDonough Hall. I'm 19 years old. I start my day with a vigorous workout. I'm up to 30 minutes on the Stairmaster. I then shower using Dial soap. I rinse off the soap with water. I then dry my body using a towel. There's an idea behind Owen Benjamin, some sort of abstraction. You may touch my skin and feel warm flesh, and my gaze may look sincere, but I am not listening to a word you're saying. I'm thinking about something else in my head. All right, Liza Jean Williams, was great seeing Bears in Peterson's live stream last night. We know each other. What, was there a new stream? Or like, did he do one last night with Bears in it? Or was it the one when I did it? But yeah, I mean, Peterson is a Bear. No notification from YouTube. Yeah, we don't have notifications anymore, guys. I've been shadow banned, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, like my that new Let's Give the Rainbow Back got demonetized. A lot of my videos get demonetized. It won't give you alerts when I go live. That's why consistency is so important. That's why I do 9 a.m. Eastern time Monday through Friday, and then the weekend it's whenever I can cut up some stuff. But it's all about consistency, and that's how we beat this bullshit. Because all they're really doing is making us stronger. You know? Bears probably, what does it say? Bears probably showed up to a stream. Oh, of course. I mean, Peterson is the shit. Delev, hey Delev, I don't see you as much anymore. I'm glad you're here. If you go live in 10 minutes and stuff like that, it comes up. if you go live in 10 minutes and stuff like that comes up. YouTube cunts. Yeah, I was going to ask the Bears if they have been unsubscribed to your channel because I was. Yeah, people have been doing that on someone just wrote Hitler. Hitler did nothing wrong. He did a lot. He did some things wrong, bud. On Twitter, people have been kicked off. They don't see my tweets on here. Same shit. It's hilarious because they don't realize, though, that all it does is solidify our community. Do they not know that? Do they not know that that was the secret of the Jews? You try and kill them, they just become more, they get more traditions. They get more fucking strong, more proud. Hey, Dula, I've mentioned Meet the Bears stream on Kyle's channel. Oh, yeah. Well, Kyle Kavanaugh is a great dude. Always check out his, the Meet the Bears. You guys are making your own shit, and I'm very, very, I'm a proud bear. If you send it, they will sub. Yeah, send it. People keep writing send it on Twitter now. It's hysterical, because that means send a bullet. No one knows what it is. Bob keeps saying it's not a cult. Yeah, that was me and Bob's theme last night. I was hanging with Bob, which was awesome. Your son, by the way, is a sweetheart, Bob. Such a good kid. God, you did a good job raising that kid. He is awesome. Yeah, I had some buddies come up from Saranac Lake, and when they just see all the bears come up to me and stuff and like give me shit and like hug me, you know, I just kept having to say, I'm telling you, man, it's not a cult. I promise this is not a cult. And then Bob would just be like, it's not a cult. All right. Motherfucking Nature Bear. You should do a bit about why socialism always ends in starvation and genocide, but from the stream of consciousness perspective of a 1950s noir PI. I need more info on what you're... I feel like you have a vision that I don't see. A 1950s noir PI. All right. It's not a cult until you spike the punch. Bob is awesome. Yeah, he is. All right, you should do it. Hitler wasn't... I'm not going down these fucking rabbit holes about Hitler. I just watched All's Fair in Love. How many gray hairs did you and Christina give the director of photography? Also, this giraffe was awesome. Oh, yeah, that movie's funny. It was a crazy, crazy time because we were in that really shitty part of Michigan, Flint, Michigan, and we didn't really have a script, but we had funding, and I was cast as the lead, and there was like... Anne Margaret was in it, Cedric the Entertainer, Christina Ricci, Bill Ingvall, all this shit. And I was the lead. And they didn't really have a script. And we were just shooting at a Renaissance fair. There were some funny scenes, but all in all, it's a bizarre little movie. There's a lot of shitty parts of Michigan. Yeah, there is. Check bear names here, unbearablefamily.com. Bear on Trump. Is it illegal to have one arm? No. Is Steve Burns still your buddy? Honestly, not really. That was a sad one. We just drifted apart. It was a bummer because he's a good guy. Yeah, that's just the way it goes, I guess. Hashtag Mug Club, yeah. That's super sad. It is what it is. It's not a big... I mean, if we hung out, I'm sure it'd be fine, but it's just, you know, it's like the Beatles. The Beatles ended up hating each other. To be a cult, you have to succumb to the will of the leader. That's the best part of the Bears. We're all free thinkers with a general understanding of truth. Exactly. It's not even close to a fucking cult. It's like everybody wants to make anything fun a cult. Like, because people are so jealous. They get so envious of people that have like a crew that they just start talking shit. Did you watch Peterson and Craig last night? No, I didn't. Yeah, Michigan's great, but Flint is a shithole. Oh, and you ever talked to Kumia about getting a show on Compound? Yeah, but that's in New York City. I'm almost 5 hours north. The cult thing is fucking scary, though. Yeah, but we're not in any danger of becoming a cult, guys. I have a hard time selling merch. I have a hard time responding to emails. Do you understand how bad of a fucking cult leader I would be? Like, the odds the Unbearables become a cult is zero. I have a hard time literally responding to DMs. Like, it's hysterical. Like, the concept of me... like imposing my will on somebody, I can't even sell t-shirts. Field of Bears said, I was in a cult. Trust me, this isn't one of them. Yeah, like one of my best friends, Dave Garganese, great dude. He was in a cult till he was like 14. He was born into a cult and him and his brother got out, which is awesome. Yeah, that's why he's so handy though. He can build a house from scratch. And he's just so nice. He told me about the first time he saw a movie, he started sweating and panicking because he'd never seen TV, so he felt like it was really happening. All right, what do we got here? Tyler, I couldn't get off work for the special, but it's official. Me and my girlfriend are coming to the New York City show. Love it. Martin, this super chat is for Saranac Lake Show Bear Swag Giveaway Fun. Love it, buddy. So, yeah, the Saranac Lake Show is really, really becoming awesome. The house is full of bears. Gonna have a whole weekend. Some are coming up on Thursday. It's gonna be a blast. There was a whole crew coming down from Canada that can't come. It's really bumming me out. Taylor, Canadian Taylor, I love that dude. We gotta figure out how to get him down. Don't give shit away, Owen. But right after performance, there's no way I can't. Because that's what makes me funny. It's the same tuning in to like truth. It's so hard to like see the importance of material possessions in that moment. And then reality comes back in and kicks you in the ass. But for a while, you truly don't see the importance of like getting the love of bears and the high fives and the laughs is so much more valuable than a sweaty $20 bill that it's not even comparable. And I can't even wrap my brain around it in those moments. I was wondering if bearing would be a bear. Bam is a cult. What's Bam? You'd have to be at least half Jewish for this to be a working cult. I know, I'm not Jewish enough. You got to have at least 50%. Bears will super chat it back to you later. But it doesn't even matter. Ironically, the bears typically don't respect mindless agreeableness, which is great, right? It's just no way it's a cult. By any means necessary. I don't know what that is. There's a lot on the internet I don't know. I only started getting into YouTube when I started hanging with Crowder and doing these live streams. I used to just use it to play free music. Watch Sargon's Bam video. Okay. I watch a lot of Stefan Molyneux's videos. He's been accused of having a cult, and I don't think he has a cult. He's just a smart dude. I think that guy's really smart. They're like BLM and Antifa, by any means necessary. It is a group of people that are like-minded. Bam. But isn't that everything good? Isn't everything just a group of like-minded people? I give Stefan bear love on his videos. Sweet. Yeah, I hate when people do this to me because it's like, no shit, you don't agree with everything someone says. I don't agree with all of Stefan's stances or beliefs, but that's a good thing. I think he believes it, and I think he's insanely smart, and I think he's got balls, and that's all that really matters. You know, it's the same with Rogan. I don't agree with a lot of shit Rogan says, and I think the dude has massive balls, and he's honest. What else can you ask for in your life? Yeah, Stefan Molyneux is a brilliant man. He is. And I've heard people talk so much shit about that guy. Like, after I did that Night for Freedom and that picture, like, me and Gavin and Cernovich, and dude, I was getting hammered. It's like, oh, I never knew you were a white supremacist. It's like, I can't believe that people do that. It only makes me like the people more. I don't know if people know my fucking personality, but that's the last way to get me to distance from myself from someone is for you to call them something they're not. If you tell me someone's toxic and I shouldn't be around someone, I will move in with them. Like, that is the fucking worst thing you can do to somebody. That's, ironically, that's what people did to gays. And that's why I would be friends with gays. In areas when people were talking shit about gays. Turns out that gays are not very good with social power. Fucking one Bravo channel, before you know it, there's a bunch of trans kids running around. Yeah, the whole making someone toxic is psychotic. And it's like, I've listened to just hundreds of hours of Molyneux's videos, and I find them very informative. And I don't think he's always right about all his historical stuff even, but he's more right than a lot of the shit we're taught in school. Yeah, Rogan did not like Stefan. I know, but he did it. He did the show twice. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not going to speak for anybody, but did you watch? I've never watched Sam Seder. He said, who the fuck is Owen Benjamin? Dude, it's a compliment, man. People have been like talking about me on podcasts and shit. Like they're making fun of me, or like, do they understand that it doesn't matter? It's just creating relevance. All right, Grizzly Jim, that would be a great cult. I'd cult it up with you. We could take turns being the crazy leader. Oh, well, this is something that isn't helping my case as far as cults. I do want to buy a compound. I mean, that's not helping the argument that this is not a cult, but I'm definitely getting a compound. I want to get something with a farm. I'm getting a cult compound, but there's not going to be a cult. Just maybe not use the word compound. I know, but it is, though. And I love compounds. I just want to get a place where like-minded people can all raise goats. I'm just kidding. No, I'm definitely getting a compound though, because I do, because the soil where I live is so good and I want to be able to grow my own food. And I also want to be kind of off the grid a little bit. Man, am I starting a cult? All right, what do we got? Some super chats. Yeah, you know, I am buying a compound. No, I know I'm not. That's why this is funny. It's like not at all cultish. It's just funny. Barry Manilow, you don't choose your bear name. Your bear name chooses you. That's exactly right. And that is not culty at all. Cyclone 8974. There's a video that want to know what's a cult? Leftism. I think the fact that we're out of the cult right now makes us look culty, but it's actually the fucking opposite. Yeah, we should do a funny comedy movie called We Bought a Compound instead of we Bought a Zoo, where it's just like, we bought a compound. Cyclone. There's a video that takes Jordan P. out of context. It's funny and pisses me off at the same time. Oh, there's tons of those. Man, people get misquoted constantly. Ex-cult members usually stick together. The cult of people not in the cult. Dude, the left is a cult. I just sold everything. I'm moving into your compound. Yeah, there's nothing culty about that at all. Dane Solomon. Gonna claim wild Montana bear. I literally see black bears every week. Hopefully Sunday I'll see more unbearables than actual bears. Welcome. I love Montana. I've done Great Falls. I've done a couple shows there. Man, I love the people out there. Yeah, black bears are only scary if there's cubs around. If not, they usually just chill. Brown bears, grizzlies, they scare the fuck out of me, man. Yeah, cults are religious, and there's absolutely no religion in the unbearables. I mean, a lot of us are like Christians. It's like it's not even like we're on the fucking fence about, yeah, because the left, since they have no religion, the religion is Bernie. It's like, say, five Hail Bernies and fucking three our Hillaries, and then you go to heaven, which is a utopia that never existed. All right, Frosty the Bear. How large a venue, how many shows would you need to book to make coming to Alaska worthwhile? There are a lot of bears up here. I'll do Alaska, baby. Just when the sun comes out a little more. I don't know, maybe 500-seater, 600-seater? Because that way I can bring my fam. Amy loves Alaska. Lord Bearmont, thanks for that super chat. It's very nice of you. Watch the Peterson Craig talk when you get a chance. The question discussed is, does life have meaning? Brilliance on display. I think you would appreciate Dr. William Craig's perspective. Also, any status update on the Minneapolis show? Take care. Absolutely. Minneapolis is on my website. Where I'm doing two shows in St. Paul, and it's going to be awesome. And if you bought tickets way ahead of time, I'm going to send out that email giving you all the information and how you got a free ticket because you believed in the bear before it was even booked. That's going to be a blast. And when people buy tickets online, it's just a list I make. And you can just bring the receipt. There is no physical tickets because I rented out the theaters myself, so there's no bureaucracy. It's just first come, first seat. It's just general admission. And I figure that's the easiest way to do it. Baroness Thompson. I'll definitely watch the Peterson video after. And one of the reasons I stopped liking Sam Harris was a video he did, or a podcast he did with this guy talking about the meaning of life and how there's no meaning of life. And it's just, I don't trust or respect people that see life as nothing more than a way to acquire pleasure and happiness. I think that that's really, and suffering is bad. I don't think suffering is bad. You can't grow without suffering. Without suffering, there's no lessons. You know, and so when these algorithmic atheists start talking about how to minimize suffering and maximize happiness, I think that that is destroying life itself. And so I am no longer a Sam Harris fan. I don't dislike him, really. I just think he's kind of a lost little robot, you know, and he's smart. And I value some of the people he's brought to my attention from his podcast. And I enjoy listening to him debate and his like weird little hypnotic voice. I like the balls he had to stand up to Ben Affleck about fucking Islam. But he's, hang on, he says you should lie to them about free will. I know, he's not an honest person. You know, he says there's no free will, yet he uses a lot of action verbs. It's just so easily, he's so smart that he's stupid, if that makes sense. It's like somebody in the crowd of one of his shows. And by the way, he has a cult, man. Everything he says, he just gets claps, a lot of clapping. And someone asked him, they're like, what do I tell my son, like my child, about free will? Do I tell him there's no free will? Like, that sounds like bad parenting. And he basically said, lie to your kids. Dude, at that point, I was out. Baroness Thompson, I made a video for you, sent it to you on Twitter. It's called Owen Benjamin Take the Bear Pill. Check it out. I will. Was it recent? Because it's really hard for me to find videos or DMs if they're more than 2 days old. So resend it if you can. And is it to Owen Benjamin or Owen Bearjamin? Owen Bearjamin, it's a lot easier for me to see stuff. Owen Benjamin is like, it's a fucking mess. It's just, it's, you know, whether it's fucking death threats or like college kids telling me that I'm like the reason that they can go to class and not kill themselves. It's a real hilarious situation I got going on. All right, Buffalo Bear. What do we got here? Shit, wait. So you're saying I didn't have to castrate myself? Well, my weekend's ruined. Yeah, no castrations. No castrations. This is not a call to castrates. No castrations. All right, Leslie Baldry. Thanks for the super chat. Generous. Have to keep you encouraged since you won't sell your hats. We need you to make us cool again. Thanks for the sense of community. Love you. Oh, dude, there's a major change right now in the culture, and it's going in a good way. I tweeted that last night. I was so happy. When I drink, I get ecstatically happy. I'm like the opposite of a bad drunk. But that's why I don't drink a lot, though, these days, because I'm trying to prep for the hour special, and I don't want to being hungover. Peterson talks about that. Like, Peterson used to drink a lot socially, you know, kind of like me. Not like a drinking problem, but he would, like, you know, 3-4 nights a week, get a little hammered, and then he couldn't write properly. And you kind of need every synapse to really pop if you're like doing high level thought. And although I like having a good six or a PBRs every night and play the piano and talking to bears, I've been trying to lay off that so that this weekend I've been boozing it up. And man, I get so happy when I get drunk. And so last night I was tweeting, I was just like, magic is happening. I can feel the magic. And I really believe that. I think that Peterson interview exposed so much about the left. Peterson and that stupid bitch. Like, she was so stupid, because the left typically edits all their shit, like the Daily Show, where they just use it to embarrass everyone that they don't agree with. The fact, I don't know how that was allowed to just run straight, but that's how all of them would look. That woman was probably sharper than Kimmel or Colbert or a lot of these people. Anyone on MSNBC, CNN, that woman was definitely sharper than Anderson fucking 360 or whatever his name is. I don't know. Is that how many cocks he sucks a week? And it let it play. And it's just like, oh my God, these people are so fucking dumb. And the majority of America is still rational, still family oriented. 50% of America is Christian. 50%. That's a lot. Like full blown Christian, not just like Anglican. So it's like those people just don't have any representation in the media, but they're still there. You know, and it's like when you watch someone just like that woman trying to acquire power without any sense of ethics at all or reason at all, you're like, Jesus, dude. That's why I don't get why people are wary of the Jews, because the Jews still have, like, they are set in reason. They have to be, because they believe they have the unmoved mover in God. And a lot of them are almost atheists. Like, they're not as committed to religion as a lot of Christians are. But they're committed to objective reality really well. And that's one reason why Jewish culture is so good for capitalism and America and Western values, because that's why I don't understand how certain right-wing people get weird about Jews. And I'm like, dude, Jews are great for us. Like, because they have to reason and argue through everything, and it's about trade. Jews are an ethnocentric and cool... Hang on, I fucking missed it. It's all right. Wow, that's a big super chat. Don't get me wrong. There's some real crooked Jews, but there's crooked everybody. And the fact that Jews are so smart. I was talking to a psychologist about this last night, a psychiatrist. Man, I'll give props. There is a couple in the front row who love Justin Trudeau, and I'm just crushing Trudeau, and they're dying laughing. And I hung with them after. One was a psychiatrist, and the woman, I don't know. But they were just this cool married couple, and they just stuck by their guns. They're like, no, we like Justin Trudeau. And they're like, but you were really funny. And I'm like, man, if all of the left was like you, you'd just crush. Like, we'd have nothing, because you'd run all the universities, you run all the media. If you have a sense of humor and you can laugh, man, that's I'm like, the thing that's destroying the left is obviously they're literally a cult. Like, if they hear something that goes against what they believe, they spiral. But this couple were just laughing. And I was like, oh man, that's great. And I liked it. Even though I hate Justin Trudeau, I don't mind people who like things that I don't like. It's when they don't tolerate me to have my opinion is when I spiral. All right, we got some good super chats here. Are you guys still here? All right, sweet. And Justin Trudeau is Linda Saussure. Yeah, it's the worst. He's a horrible leader. Absolutely horrible. He has no penis. All right, Mr. Nicktown, for the big, beautiful gate at the cult of Bears compound. Thank you. That's very generous. Yeah, I'm not joking. Me and Amy have been looking at compounds. yeah, gates. Good times. All right, Leslie. Heck, forgot. I'm Licky Bear. Nice. Love it. Thank you for that. Peter, you've been through a lot, Owen. You deserve a cult. That should be a commercial. Have you had a long month? Have you been blackmailed by Hollywood and called human garbage by 10,000 people on Twitter? It's time for you to kick back and just get that cult that you've earned. Hitler was a soy boy. Yeah, I think Hitler was a soy boy too, but someone brought up that Hitler ate meat, that they read about it in his Fireside Chats books. I'm Canadian. Trudeau was a substitute art teacher and part-time snowboard instructor before becoming PM. Yeah, dude, he's a mess. He's just a mess. I even talked about on stage how I took a calendar of Trudeau and I piss on the calendar. And people were just going nuts. They're like, yeah! And then there was some soy that didn't like it. Field of Bears. Build a wall around it and keep it in the middle, and then it's a castle instead of a compound. Yeah, castle. Because I could easily build a moat. Because there's a lot of fresh water in the Adirondacks. I could easily just take some water from a stream and just make a moat. That'd be awesome. Thank you, Field of Bears. Thank you for that. Yeah, if I don't call it a compound, I think it's way less culty. What if I call it... I don't know. We'll figure something out. All right. Damn, you guys are probably... A sanctuary. Yeah, but it's not, though. There's going to be a lot of conflict there. He's worse than Obama. He is worse than Obama. Because Obama has a lot of checks and balances. Because Canada probably tests really high on the agreeableness. Oh, my family's back. Hey, is he sleeping? Oh, cool. Hang out. Hey, buddy. Yeah, no, we're cool. I've already done an hour and 40 minutes. It's all gravy at this point. Hey, little man. Tom, what if you texted one of... Yeah. What do we got here? What if you texted one of us the stream time, then we tweeted out to get it around the shadow ban? I'm up for it. Sweet. I'll do it with Bob. I text with Bob all the time already. I like it. Yeah, that's a good idea. Spiderware. I'm buying a compound this year and building an aquaponics greenhouse. That's a great idea, Spiderware. No, I told him that we're looking at compounds, but it's not a cult. Like, one of our main themes today is that it's not a cult. And I just keep being like, yeah, and we're getting a compound. It's almost like that South Park joke when Kanye West, like, just keeps describing Kim Kardashian as a hobbit, and he just won't admit she's a hobbit. All right, Northwest. The reptile zoo at Monroe, Washington will give a bear tour. Oh, sick. We'll be up there soon. I mean, Amy's from Washington State. Martin, dear leader, no cult. Just people wary of the BS finding you. I cut the cord on Netflix. No more money for the pinkos and crap that mock all that I cherish. Split the $10 between JBP and you on Patreon. Dude, you are my new fucking hero, man. Oh, sorry. I'm not going to swear around, little man. That you are the man. Wow, I love you. No, of course, it's not a cult. The joke is it's the least thing, we're the least culty ever. I have no control. Thank God. You know, bears are all over the map. Half of you guys just attack pedophiles all day long. It's hysterical. All right, Mother Effing Nature Bear. You know those black and white movies with soft piano music where they'll have an internal monologue about what their current understanding of the situation is? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. That's funny. Yes, I like it. All right, Baron, just send it again to Owen Benjamin. Thank you. Mother F and Nature Bear. You could slowly build from him being very ignorant to him finding out how awful socialism is, and at the end you can reveal it's been Joseph McCarthy. That's funny. I got to write this down, but I got to get through the super chats. All right, Grin and Barrett equals suffering stoically. I lost respect for Sam Harris after his first interview with JBP. Oh, dude, it was a train wreck. And I had developed so much respect for Harris that I even got through that. Like, he didn't understand basic things that Peterson was saying. But, like, it's kind of like when you respect somebody, you let a lot go, you know? And I'm like, all right, he had a bad day. I've had bad days on here. I think I threatened some pedophiles' lives on here once, and I don't even know if that's legal. You know, we all make mistakes. You know, he just consistently sucks now. Sam Harris sucks. Family-friendly hate speech. I think there are enough people here willing to give you the middle finger if you go way off the rails. So I think we're cool. Go buy that compound now. Yeah, dude, are you kidding me? The Bears keep me in check like crazy. That's what I love about them. Look at what we do. Like, when we're analyzing comedy, I'm showing you me bombing. And then you guys tell me how to make it better. Does that sound like cult behavior? No, you're the ones empowered. I'm the one that's, like, on stage being like, you guys are a bad crowd. Who the hell is Sam Hyde? Everyone keeps talking about Sam Hyde. Who the hell is Sam? I'm just Googling him right now. So many of these conversations, everyone keeps bringing up Sam Hyde. They're like, you like Sam Hyde? I'm like, that's Sam Hyde. He's an American comedian, writer, performance artist, and actor. He co-created a sketch comedy group along with, who is he? After graduating, hoaxes and pranks, filmography. His humor has been described as post-ironic, with him often blurring the distinction between himself and his characters. That sounds intense. Yeah. Sam Hyde. Is he funny? Is Sam Hyde funny or no? I don't know. That sounds weird to me. Like, post-irony? Like, that sounds insane. He can't keep getting away with it. What does he do? Adult Swim cancels the show for being alt-right? Really? All right, I'll check it out, man. I'll check that out. He's an alt-right version of Tim and Eric. Well, that sounds funny. The conservative version of Colbert. That's great. I love that. All right, what we got here? Oh, thanks, Baristotle. I meant to say this earlier, so your earnings tripled. I saw an article that France is becoming Christian again, so there is a revival coming. Of course there's a revival coming. Guys, I was agnostic for a while. I only started really reconnecting with, you know, like, when you pray for something that you, like, it's one thing if you pray in turbulence, but when, like, your son is being born and they can't register a heartbeat and you beg God for safety, you can't really go back from that. That was, like, one of my big moments. But the religion of Christianity is so important for our society. And you don't really know it until you look into the eyes of a postmodernist, nihilistic, leftist millennial just staring blankly in your eyes. And you know that they're capable of anything and that nothing will be passed down of value. And so I think that because of this leftist absurd cultural shift, we're now like, you know, people are legitimate. Well, my kid's in the room, so I'm not really going to talk about some of the horrors that are happening. But like the cultural horrors, you circle the wagons and the part of you that's still religious starts growing. And all the lazy river agnosticism burns off when you realize that there's a lot on the line and your culture could literally just disappear if you don't fight. Alyssa, I like what you're doing, but I usually miss your live, I'm going now, live chats. I'm from corn and soybean farm in Iowa, and I was curious if Soy Bear was free. Don't worry, we feed the soy to the livestock and biodiesel. Welcome, Soy Bear. I love it, Alyssa. All right, our Barrows, our Owen who aren't in New York. Oh, not a cult. Yeah, not a cult, guys. JG, lost respect for Harris. He just attacks people that disagree. Went after Nassim Taleb the other day for no reason. Also, is Murray Rothbard taken? No, welcome. Sounds like you have a good head on your shoulders as far as economics. Yeah, and sometimes I may go after people too hard, but it's always when I'm attacked. Always. Even if someone mocks me, if I think that they like me, I don't attack them. Just FYI, if you ever see me on Twitter and I'm like really taking some swings at someone, they always started it. Without question. There's never been a time ever once that I just go at somebody. It's always someone talks that shit, and I do go too far sometimes, but that's all right. It's a mistake I'm willing to make. Oh, the output's low, so I'm just gonna read these super chats and I'm out. This is from Musical Saint. Could you do stand up about the compound and continually throughout? Oh, no, I don't want to miss these. Continually throughout the joke, throw out a disclaimer, but it's not a cult. That's hilarious. JG, Sam Hyde gets blamed for every mass shooting, hence the whole he can't keep getting away with it. CNN even reported it. Him once. Well, I officially like Sam Hyde then because, you know, you get it. Chris, Hey, Owen, can I be Hockey Bear? I've been watching for a few months now, and I've started learning piano. Really hope to see you in Tampa. Yes, and I will be coming to Tampa. And this is my last Super Chat. Mother effing Nature Bear, it's not a cult, brother. And on that happy note, I love you guys to death. Thank you for all the support. Two shows tonight in Burlington, both sold out, which is pretty trippy. And I love you guys. Hugepianist.com for tour dates. The Bearsteins will be for sale this week. Instead of Beersteins, they're going to be Bearsteins. Bearsteins. How funny is that? Someone else came up with that. Not me. Bearsteins. The taping for the hour special is February 24th. And on this very video, if you have ideas about any of the jokes we did today, please write them to me. You guys write jokes better than me 90% of the time, and I love you to death. All right, Bears, be good. It's not a cult.